Hi, everybody. That was just very moving, beautiful. Thank you for taking us all into the instant so beautifully, Annie. I was thinking as you were saying to yourself, do you want to be right, or do you want to be happy? You know, do I want to be right? Do I want to be happy? And I realized that I have no idea what being happy is. I do not perceive my own best interest. And so to make that decision to say I want to be happy, but to have absolutely no idea of what that might be is really leaving the tribe, so to speak, turning our back on the ego's voice, giving up arrogance, the little willingness to admit that I'm standing at that point and I can be right or I can be happy, and I don't know what happiness is. So there's my choice. I can be right. And what I'm so right about is the belief that I'm actually an individual in a world with other bodies having conflicts, constant conflicts. I mean, that's really the difference between being right, and or the distinction, I should say, and being happy, that one, I'm a body in a world and caught up in a dream. And that dream is a dream of sickness, pain, suffering, death, conflict, abandonment, betrayal. I mean, we all know the ego's dream so well. And it's stories, it's conflicts. I mean, it can, as Annie was saying, it can have anywhere. It can have conflicts at, the Amma retreat. It can have conflicts anywhere at all, because the circumstances aren't really the issue. The circumstances are showing us that we still think we're here, you know, we still think we're here. And as long as I think I'm here, I see it so clearly for myself. As long as I think I'm here, I will experience guilt, because the body and the world are our great defense against the truth. They are our great defense against being happy and knowing the love of God. It's the lesson we did last time was, it can but be myself I crucify, and the dream of the world is like we're all naughty children in the sandbox throwing sand in one another's face. And as long as we believe we can do that, we are, what we're doing is you know, defending our imagined self, you know, the fantasy self that we've made. So that is such an important question, but it's also very important to understand what it means what a line crossed there when I truly say, I really want to be happy. I'm essentially leaving the world behind. You know, I'm essentially turning my back on the tribe, on the ego. And to step out of the world, or to take Jesus' hand. I think a better way, a friendlier way, a more loving way for those of you who, whom inner really helps, it's to see that Jesus is extending his hand to you, and you now have a little willingness to take his hand and, you know, say, show me what really is. Because as long as we stay in the sandbox, throwing sand in one another's face, we're not going to be able to love one another, because the foundation of the world is guilt. As long as we're here in bodies in a world believing that that's so, and how you know you believe that that's so, or I believe that that's so, is that I have conflicts here and I throw sand in my brother's face, very nicely usually, because it's just not acceptable in the world to outright murder your brother, although we like to do that. You know, we have to keep this battle going on to defend ourselves against God. That's pure and simple. That's what it's about. So the lesson that I wanted to share, at least part of, tonight is very consistent with, of course, the entire course is cohesive, consistent, and congruent. There's not a place where it says anything contrary to what it says everywhere, which is such a wonderful thing about the courses. You know, and I know, you know, the ego tends to look for where it slips up, you know, where things slip up. That's its game always. So it can find someone to judge or to blame or point the finger at. So the lesson is, it can be but myself. Excuse me, that was the last one. Yes, the last lesson we did was, it can be but myself I crucify. And that lesson was all about being in the sandbox, throwing stones and sand at our brother, and thinking that we're going to get away with it, and we're not actually crucifying ourselves in doing that. Crucifying the one Son of God. That's keeping the one Son of God away from his Father, and not crucifying someone else, but literally crucifying yourself and keeping yourself away from God. As we know, if we could get rid of this guilt, get rid of, meaning recognize why we have it and the use we make of it. Yes, I see this is very important. Why we have guilt. Why are we so attracted to guilt? What is guilt's purpose? Very simply, it proves sin happened, and that we are separate from God. That's the function of guilt. It proves we are separate, we have sinned, and we are no longer God's beloved Son. In fact, we annihilated God's beloved Son. We crucified him. So that's the purpose for guilt. The first defense against God is to say, he can't come here anymore. And the second defense is the world's defense and our relationships in the sandbox, throwing sand at one another and pointing the finger and saying, you are the guilty one. That's the world's defense. So as long as we're doing that, that's the second defense from getting back to God. So we have to understand the purpose that guilt plays in keeping us living. The importance of understanding why is we are so attracted to finding the other wrong or different, better than, less than, smarter than, different, separate, not the same. So we have to see why we are so attracted to doing that, and how much a part of our lives it has been, having something outside of ourselves to blame and say, they're guilty, I'm not, I'm innocent. So the only way for an experience a release of that guilt is to see that our brother is the same one, that we are the same mind in a bigger context. We're the same one at the mind level. We're the same one in Christ, in something beyond the body. So the second lesson is, it can be but my gratitude I earn. It's a very interesting use of quote, earn. It's not one you really expect to see in A Course in Miracles. But in stepping from the sandbox and reaching for Jesus' hand, and at the same time seeing that my brother is myself, and where I go, there he goes. You know, I literally take him with me in my mind, and that's what this lesson is saying. We need to be grateful for that, for understanding that I can only give when I understand giving to my oneself. It's no longer I'm giving to Lynn Corona. I'm no longer giving to a body. But we who are one cannot give alone or receive alone. So the giving and the receiving are for the same one. Now that should make sense to us, but what Jesus wants us to see in this lesson is how often that dozens to us, how often it's preferable to, you know, sling sand at one another, how often it's preferable not to see my brother sinless, not to see that my brother's mind and my mind are one mind. You know, how often we insist upon being right about the bodies. That's what it comes down to. And it's what it comes down to. In this lesson, Jesus pointed out the way the ego gives. Again, he points these things out so that we'll pay closer attention to what's still in the way of our happiness on the journey, I guess I could say, or without our full commitment and intent, that there are things that stop us. And he's not concerned about us getting there. He knows that we will eventually get there. But his job is always to point to us in A Course in Miracles and say, you know, watch that rock and ask for my help. Watch that hole in the road and remember to ask me for help. You know, we certainly are going to have plenty of illusions that we believe in, false ideas about our brothers. It's, you know, whatever stands between us and accepting that we are the same one because we are the same mind. So one thing that can get in the way are the ego's ideas about giving. Like, he totally busts us in this lesson on concern, for example. That if we extend love and it doesn't seem to be affected by our brother, by his body, and that's what he calls giving to get, or if we, you know, serve someone and there's, you know, there's so much attention to a detail and keeping our minds clear and loving, and then we do it for a certain period of time, and then all of a sudden the ego raises its ugly head, and it's like, you've done enough, you need to be recognized, you need to get that reward, you need to get that raise, you know, it's that our somehow comes at a price and it should be paid. And of course we all know what happens when it doesn't. So he talks about that kind of giving and says that kind of giving is giving to destroy. Here is the second step. The first one being, it can be myself I crucify. And now this lesson, the second step that we take to free our mind from the belief in outside fit against our own. Make attempts at kindness and forgiveness, yet you turn them to attack again. Unless you find external gratitude and lavish thanks, your gifts must be received with honor, lest they be withdrawn. And so you think God's gifts are loans at best, at worst, deceptions, which would cheat you of defenses, to ensure that when he strikes, He will not fail to kill. So this is all part of our belief that guilt is salvation, that guilt is what saves us from God. Remember, guilt is salvation, and the ego is only concerned with its own preservation. That's all. It knows that if you were to get back to your mind, join Jesus in the holy instant, if you were to stop playing in the sandbox, that the ego would simply cease to seem to be. It would simply cease to seem to be. Of course, it's definition of death. But really what's going on is that we want that defense again against God. We want to stay in the sandbox, because otherwise you'll get back to the mind, you'll take Jesus' hand, and he'll teach us what it means to truly change our minds, to truly love. Because the ego doesn't have a clue. So it isn't Lynn, and it isn't Joe, and it's not Susie, it's not a Bonnie that does the giving. That's what he's telling us. We've got to take his hand, and we've got to step out of the dream. That's what it's meant by we've got to step out of the dream, take his hand. At the end of this lesson, we realize that in doing this, we are freeing the world. We are loosing the world from all we thought it was. We are choosing to be happy. We are choosing another way. We are seeing the obstacles as they arise in our dream life. We separate ourselves from one another and maintain the war in the sandbox, and how we use that as a defense against God and refusal to step out of the dream. And we see all of this and realize that we're the one deciding. And the world is in our mind. The world is in my mind. The world is in your mind. And in healing our mind, they're healing the world. The world goes with us, essentially. Because what made the world was a projection of guilt. That's what made the world. So, it just fits together. So, it's so magnificent. It really, really is magnificent. Jesus is teaching us the way out of the dream. Brilliant. So, I'm going to close with the end of this lesson and think of choosing to join Jesus in this moment, to join him in the holy instant, to take his hand and say, "Hi, bro, so grateful you're here to show me the way, to teach me the way. I understand that there's only one mind, so our minds must be one. Thanks be to you, you holy Son of God. For as you were created, you contain the things within yourself. You are still as God created you, nor can you dim the light of your perfection. In your heart the heart of God is laid. He holds you dear because you are Himself. All gratitude belongs to you because of what you are. Give thanks as you receive it. Be you free of all ingratitude to anyone who makes yourself complete. And from this self is downside. Give thanks for all the countless channels which extend this self to you. All that you do is given unto Him. All that you think can only be His thoughts, sharing with Him the holy thoughts of God. Earn now the gratitude you have denied yourself when you forgot the function God has given you. But never think that He has ever ceased to offer thanks to you. We accept this gratitude now. May all the world be blessed.